But first, it's been revealed that a fifth Sri Lankan refugee being held on Christmas Island has been assessed as a threat to Australia's security. Earlier today, the federal government confirmed it had refused visas for three men and one woman. They were among 78 Sri Lankans, part of the standoff on the Australian customs ship, the Oceanic Viking, last year. The Immigration Minister, Chris Evans, has today revealed another man had arrived on a boat months earlier. Senator Evans won't reveal why the intelligence gathering organisation ASIO believes the group is a security threat. The government now faces the problem of finding another country that will take the five Tamils, who have already been deemed to be genuine refugees. Therefore, they can't be sent back to Sri Lanka. It's led one outspoken Liberal MP to declare that Christmas Island will become Australia's Guantanamo Bay. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
The four men and one woman were found by the UNHCR to be genuine refugees, but now on Christmas Island, Australia says they're a threat to national security.
And as a result, they do not qualify for permanent visas to enter Australia, and they won't be entering Australia. They'll be detained on Christmas Island.
The Immigration Minister, Chris Evans, says the group includes three men and a married couple with two children.
But obviously we make appropriate arrangements for children not to have them in a detention centre, but there'll be appropriate detention arrangements.
One of the men arrived in Australia by boat in the middle of last year. The four others had been on the customs ship, the Oceanic Viking, for more than a month and recently arrived on Christmas Island as part of the deal done between Australia and Indonesia to end that standoff. They were assessed by ASIO while in detention in Indonesia, but Senator Evans has defended the decision to bring them to Christmas Island.
Well, we thought, given the timeframes agreed with the Indonesian government, that it was best that we take them to Christmas Island, detain them there and work on resolving their cases in the longer term there.
There was a special deal that got them here.
No, there was an agreement with the Indonesian government about managing that caseload, and we made it clear that we would take lead responsibility in those matters. When these people were found to be of security concern, we determined to take them to Christmas Island, detain them there, and work with the UNHCR on long-term resolution of their cases.
Senator Evans won't reveal any details of ASIO's findings against the group or how it gathered the information, except to say they failed a character check. And he says he doesn't know whether any other Sri Lankans on Christmas Island could also be found to be a risk.
We always understood the possibility that persons on the boat would fail their security assessments. Until you've done the health, identity and security checks, you cannot be sure.
Liberal MP Wilson Tuckey argues that was his point last year when he was widely condemned for saying there could be terrorists on board unlawful boats.
I made the comment that maybe one in 100 might be in this category of a security risk. The fact of life is we're now at four, and if you like, five persons from the 78 that were on that vessel.
He says if those numbers continue, Christmas Island will take on a whole new role.
That sounds like America's Guantanamo Bay to me.
The Prime Minister had called for Wilson Tuckey's sacking for his comments last year, but the opposition frontbencher Joe Hockey says Mr Tuckey was right.
More fool Kevin Rudd for coming out and saying that that you know Wilson Tuckey should apologise. I think Wilson's had a win there.
Because they have been found to be refugees, the group can't be sent back to Sri Lanka. And if they don't leave voluntarily, the government will have to find a third country to take them.
There's no doubt that these are difficult cases. When you find people who've been found by the UNHCR to be refugees, but who are then unable to return to the country of origin, they are particularly complex and difficult cases.
Sara Nathan from the Australian Tamil Congress says the five Tamils should be treated in accordance with Australian law.
ASIO has found something that there could be a potential security risk. We need to put this through the High Court and to see if it is actually a security threat or not. Because Tamils have been in Australia for over 30 years. There are about 50,000 of us here. None of us have posed a security threat at all to Australia or, for that matter, to any Western country. They should be innocent until proven guilty.
She wants ASIO to publicly release its findings.
Samantha Hawley reporting.